Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. Today we have with us Kathleen Klug. Kathleen is the founder and owner of KK Health Coaching. As a 40-year veteran in the field of fitness, health, and wellness, Kathleen is on a mission to help people connect with and integrate their body, mind, and spirit in an approachable way. Currently, Kathleen serves as a holistic health coach and a health educator, speaker, and creator of the Start With One course, as well as an author of the book Start With One, A Simple Approach to Upgrade Your Health, Body, Mind, and Spirit. So, welcome, Kathleen. We would love to hear more and just how you got into the works that you do today, because your story is incredible. You have this beautiful book that's out, and I would love for you just to pour into our listeners and get them to know a little bit more about you and the behind the scenes.
Well, thank you for having me, Rachel. It's really nice to be here. Yeah, I was very fortunate to come into wellness and to the fitness world. Very young, I was in my teens still, and although I didn't play sports, there was eight of us kids and my sister, I have a twin, we're number 7 and 8. So there was no, plus we are girls, you know, we were born in the early 60s. So no, we didn't play sports, but we did get into fitness and wellness quite early. And so my entrance into fitness really started at Jeff LaLanne's gym in the early 80s. And then really over the years, I taught different formats, getting certified through different organizations, going to school, getting my addiction studies degree, going to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, having my kids and raising them, working in the addiction field, and now working in a medical model for weight management. Everything has brought me here. And then to top that off, and that's like my experience and what I did, working through my own healing as a child of an alcoholic and the chaos and everything that brought. So I experienced health and healing in an integrated way through this journey of healing emotionally and spiritually was a lot of trauma and a lot of wounds. Fortunately, I did this in my mid to late 20s, and that's when I witnessed this integration of health, body, mind, and spirit. So I felt very called to write this book that brings me here today to share this idea of what integration of health actually looks like and what it is.
I love that, because when we talk about, you know, integration, and especially with mind, body, and spirit, so I would say, assume that it's safe to say you take also on that holistic approach from that inside out, right? So how we really combat to create lasting change in our health and wellness is from within, right? So it's like, how do we harness that? And I know that your book dives into that as well, but I'd love for you to share a little bit of that, because as you were sharing a little bit of your background, you talked about going to school, you went for addiction studies and you got your degree, and you had grown up in a household that showed signs of addiction, and how that translates into how we as individuals grow up. And so kind of that generational unpacking so that we can begin that healing, so that we prevent what was from what could be in the future. So I love that you bring in that integrated approach. So while you talk about the journey of improving your health from that inside out, what would you say to somebody that feels very overwhelming? Because that could feel like inside out, I thought I had to look a certain way. I go to the gym, I'm supposed to do the things, and I do the diet so I can lose the pound. So inside out, what is that? I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
Well, and you make a good point, because we may think that this is what health looks like. Oh, you know, you have muscles or you're a certain size, and we think this is health. Mm-hmm. And that is absolutely a part of it. We're reaching that through movement and healthy eating. But you know, integration is the harmony and balance of our body, mind, and spirit. It's the health of everything. It's the health of our thought patterns and our sense of belonging. Because what this is the understanding that what we eat and how we move affects our gut. This is what we know, right? We also know it affects our how we think and how clear we are. It affects our mood. And then the patterns of our thinking certainly affect our emotions, which affect how we act and behave, which affects our results in life. And our sense of belonging, our spirit, our sense of joy and being connected and having purpose, this connects to our whole well-being. So it is the integration and connection and harmony of all of these things together. So if someone says they want to get healthy and they just think that's about moving their body, that's definitely one part. But we can have a lot of unhealthy patterns in our thinking, in our maybe isolation, in our sense of unworthiness, all of these things. And we could still be in a, you know, a size, whatever, that says, well, you're healthier. So it's really bringing all this together. And for me, I didn't know when I started this journey of healing, and I went to a counselor. I didn't know even at the time what was going on, but I did go to a counselor. And really, he helped me see my own patterns and really went back. And this was due to a lot of chaos in my family and a lot of crazy violence and fear. And there was a lot of just really unhealthy behavior. And it was stuck in my body. I didn't know this. I mean, I think this is what you were like saying. People don't even know where to start. They don't know. They don't know. And so getting help and reaching out for help is definitely a good place, because our bodies are healing machines. And if we can get out of the way and let our bodies and our minds and our spirits remember who we are, know our value, our worthiness, all these deep senses of who we are, really, then we can start doing some healing around that. And I tell you, when we feel worthy, we do things differently. We eat differently. We take care of our bodies and we think differently. We attract different people, healthier people in our life. And so it's really kind of looking at that whole body, but I'm in mind and spirit. But I would say for people, my book is called Start With One. And I tell people, just start with one thing. Don't try to tackle everything. Just start with one thing. And wherever your body, mind, spirit is moving into, for one thing, one area, it might be you want friendship. Okay, that's where you start. You need to eat better. Okay, that's where you start. You need to sleep, work on your sleep. Okay, that's where you start. But I think if we can be still enough and honor where our body and spirit is telling us, then that's the place to start.
Mm. I love that. And I love that you mentioned specifically about the spirit, it's about the soul, right? Because the bodies, we can compare to other people and say, okay, well, that's the look, that's what's accepted. Because you mentioned about belonging. I want to circle back to that in a moment as well. And then you talk about the healing aspect of what our soul is really gone through. And for us to be free, we need to tap into those deeper parts of our lives that feel untethered from the world. And it's like, but how do we go there? And then when we talk about our mind, because our mind will hold on to a lot of the past, a lot of the traumas, the dramas, the negative self-talk, the beliefs. And so our physical body wants one thing. Our mind is telling us, oh, but do you remember? And it's trying to block us from getting the things that we want, when our soul is saying, we just want to be loved. We want to be free. We want to be accepted. We want to belong. So when the three of them are speaking three different languages, And I think that that's kind of what we're with the overwhelm and the noise as somebody who's like, I don't even know which one to tune into. In fact, they're all clamoring for attention. I don't even know who's speaking louder. All I know is that there's this noise internally that is so loud that I don't even know how to take my first step. And I love that you're talking about this harmony of how we bring all three into unity. And it's the integration where sometimes we have to have that quiet moment to tune into all three. And then we decide, right? So obviously the soul is the biggest piece. And I think it went, especially when it's in the health and wellness space, it really isn't so much about the soul. We talk about the nutrition. We talk about the diet. We talk about moving our body. We talk about our mindset. We talk about reading books and podcasts and all the inspirational things. But what do we do for our soul? And I would love for you to kind of unpack that for us, because as we kind of paint this picture for our listeners, now they're seeing, okay, this is how we begin. So I'd love for you to share your perspective on that.
Well, when you were talking, I was thinking about this verse that I love, right? We are not to conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so it is honestly, you know, God's word is our manual. And so we are told how to think. And so when we are distracted by things, whether it's the to-do list, whether it's, you know, media, whatever it is, it's our busy work. And this is where we often find our value. Mm-hmm. And men and women and kids, you know, they'll have us 10 things going after school and they're in their sports and they got to get the grades and they stay up till. So we condition our society that the more we do, the more value we have. And that is definitely conforming to the patterns of this world. Mm-hmm. Because really what that is, it's a big distraction. So one of the ways is to definitely assess where you are with it. And, you know, compare, and always fall short. Sometimes we might feel superior and other times we'll feel inferior when we compare. But it's definitely a bad way to measure, because it takes away who we are and our special gifts and really our purpose here. So our spirit, you know, it's I think being still is a place to start. Being still, and that's taught, you know, again, going against the noise of the world, because I do believe as our bodies are healing machines, our souls know. They know. But when we are so distracted and busy and it's so loud, and there's maybe a lot of trauma or there's a lot of other issues that are unresolved, being still is really, really hard. One of the things I think that is really a nice way to shift, that's really accessible, is gratitude. I think that gratitude can shift us in a moment. And that is even it with our body in comparison. We could go from, I can't do this, or I'm this, or I want to be this, or, and we can just come to gratitude and it can shift us. And so I think that's one way to start shifting how we think and feel and coming into the perspective of thank you, I'm so grateful. And maybe that centers us into our soul. I think our soul knows that word. I think thank you is a prayer, and it's enough. Thank you is a prayer in itself. And when we can shift into that from the complaining or the comparison, I think that can settle our soul. And it's a great place to start, because it's so accessible. You don't need therapy. You don't need a teacher to do this. You can just start with thank you, and I'm grateful. And I think our soul's journey is as unique as we are. But I think having connection in our life, knowing that we have a purpose, and that's coming back to remembering who we are and why we were created. And that fact is that we were created, why we were created, you know, they said there's the two best days of your life was the day that you were born and the day you realize why.
Right.
And so to come into that wonderful purpose that we all have that is unique to us. And, you know, it's the gift. It's God's gift to us when he created us. So when we can connect with that, everything also can shrink. You know, all those little worries can shrink because we are on a mission here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You've hit on so many touch points. And one of the things that I want to come back to first before we dive in is we talked about belonging. We talked about our soul's connection. And I think that I'm going to speak on both sides here because I had been on one side and had to overcome just as you had with, you know, why you've written this book. And I think that for many of us, when we struggle with acceptance and belonging, it's because we don't feel safe in the body of this experience that we've lived here in this life. Would you say that that's somewhat true to that regard, is that there's this trauma, there's something in us that we're still holding on to that we're finding challenging to let go of what was so that we could feel safe in the body of who we are, so that we can start to walk more confidently and have the courage and the clarity to start pursuing this purpose. But I think for many of us, and I'm speaking on my behalf here because I'm going back to versions of me, that when I did not feel safe in the body that I was in, because I had a lot of stuff happen to me, I couldn't see a point or a purpose. I didn't even know who I was. So there was no identity. Therefore, there was no purpose. And I'm bringing this up because I want to speak to that listener who might be tuning in today and saying, that's exactly where I am. I don't even know who I am. My past was defined for me. I let people tell me who and what I should be. And I spent my life trying to fit into these boxes, fit into these ideals, fit into these personas, these roles, identities. But I have no idea who I am. So if that's you listening, I want to encourage you, and I want Kathleen to also to touch upon this as well, because obviously she takes a deeper dive into her book titled, obviously, Start With One. Because there is hope and there is healing and there's such greatness for you on that other side. But we have to first ask ourselves, the number one question is, who am I? And I think that this kind of pulls into the works that you do too, Kathleen, because when we know who we are, or who we know that our creator has called us to be, that, as you said, helps mitigate all the noise because we have one focal point. And our only job here is to be our best version of who we are. And that's walking in true alignment with our calling and our identity, because then the purpose will start to show itself when we stick to that straight and narrow. So I'd love your take on this, because what you brought up was some really deep reflective moments even in my own journey. I was like, ah, yeah, that's where I was. Okay, here's where we are today. And this is where we're going in the future.
Yeah. Well, I also know that nothing is wasted. So even being lost, and I think it's a very common thing, and maybe it's more common with women. I don't know. We tend to lose ourselves in the labels of what we are supposed to be, right? And you know, we become moms and it's easy to lose ourselves. So this is true. And what we say about who we are definitely shapes all of our decisions. I am, and then, you know, blank. I am Blake. I am blessed. I am cursed, right? I am love. I am not love. All these deeply held, mostly unaware beliefs are held in our body, in our spirit, in our minds, and they are deep in the cells. Literally, our body knows, just like our bodies are healing machines and our soul knows, our body knows too. And it knows these little traumas from playground when we were in second grade, and from our parents doing this, or the teacher saying this, or a boy calling us a name, and, you know, in the sixth grade. Our bodies know in the cell. And so here we then arrive. We've been told what it means to be this and this, a girl, a boy, a woman, what it means to be attractive, what it means to be successful, what it means. And this is just the world talking. And sometimes really mean-spirited messages that we take in. So yes, it's hard to know who we truly are. So we can say, I am, and then we can go from there. I am, right? I am a gifted and blessed and purposeful woman. I am created by, you know, the Most High, right? I am. And then we move from there. But whatever we believe about ourselves, whatever we say after I am, will always show up in our behavior. Always. It has to. And so this is where awareness and self-awareness, it always start. Because like you said, if you don't know you have a choice, then you go down this way. There's that idea of like asking somebody, why do you always choose the hard way? Why do you always make these decisions that are really not productive or healthy? And the person responds, why do you think I see a different way? You know, we think everybody sees all these different choices, and they don't. They see one way because that's where their belief is. They believe that this is the way they are supposed to get treated, or that they're supposed to hate their job, or and this is just the way. They don't know because they're not aware. So awareness will precede all intentional change. And before this, it's the identification of who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, that's like the top tier. Everything flows from that. Everything flows. So, and when we have been told who we are, this is the work of self-discovery, right? And this is the opening of our minds and our spirits, and a lot of reflection and a lot of personal work. This is the work we do, is remembering. You know, our souls know, right? It's been they've been covered up. Our souls know, our bodies know. And we just have to remember who we are.
And I think that as much as we try to move on or ignore or forget the past, as you mentioned, your body will always keep that score. And there's a book titled that as well. And it's an interesting book because as much as, you know, when we have something big trauma or small trauma, our minds will try to, you know, disassociate or compartmentalize or forget altogether, but our body still remembers that. And so there's almost like we're trying to take that step forward, but we're feeling stuck. We're pulled back and we're wondering, why can't we move? We feel stuck. And a lot of that, you know, again, pulling from my own experiences, comes back to sitting in those moments, as Kathleen has said, to be still. And sometimes those stillness, that quiet moment, those memories will come up. And even though they might be hard and painful to revisit again, we don't have to go down that whole path in detail, but we can say, oh, that's why. And maybe that's where we start seeking the help. We start asking for support. Maybe it is through counseling. Maybe it is through therapy. Maybe it's just sharing that with somebody you trust, because you need to get that out of your body. And I'm a firm believer of what we consume is in us, from our eye gates, our ear gates, from what we put in our bodies, from the nutrition. Everything that comes into us and through us will sit in our bodies in some way and manifest positively or negatively. And so I love what Kathleen is sharing, is that it's really important to recognize those areas, recognize what areas are essentially holding you back or limiting you, and visiting those in a soft, gentle way that doesn't cause such force or friction, because we can't heal when things are mandated and forced, right? Healing takes time. And I know that you talk about there's different skill sets and tools that you can help integrate into this healing component. So I'd love for you to share a little bit of those tools that have really changed your life, but I know that you have quite a few in your book as well.
Yes. So I'm going to address this, what you were just talking about the body, because you're right. Things will get stuck in the body and we do need to release them. And we can do a lot of somatic practices and dancing, singing, you know, listening to music is so therapeutic. And we're really connecting this. Laughing, you know, just like really belly laughs and enjoying and having this joy. this also releases. So does and maybe screaming too, you know, and our breath is it can be a wonderful tool for this somatic healing. So there's a lot of ways that we can address some of that stuck energy to release it too. So, and that's kind of a lot of these somatic practices. But yes, in my book, so what I do is when people are ready to address something in their life, now they may come saying, I want to lose weight or I want to get fit. And they don't, they're not saying, oh, or they're not coming away with the awareness is I'm stuck or I don't feel worthy actually to even be healthy. That's not in their awareness, but we know that that's part of what needs to be addressed for sustainable change and sustainable health. So I have them do an assessment first to see what area of their life do they want to start with? What does this look like? What does healing and health and, you know, wholeness look like for this area? Why do they want to change? I mean, what's their motivation for them to really kind of connect with their own personal reason and why they want to do this? And then I set up the tools for them. And I have it Get in Gear, and that's acronym for the G is goal, set a goal, something that's very, very doable. You know, it might be to walk 10 minutes a day. It might mean, you know, drink glasses of water a day, you know, depending on where you're starting, that's where you start. You start where you are. You don't start at way ahead where you want to be. You start where you are. It may be making a phone call to do some, you know, to apologize to somebody. It might be writing down something, some notes about letting go so you can release and forgive somebody so you can free yourself. Whatever it is, it's do something right that you can do like today. So that's your goal. Arrange your environment is the E to support that goal. So if it's writing in a journal every day, have your journal on your desk. If it's walking, have your tennis shoes on. Whatever it is, get your environment to support your goal, your action. Ask for the help you need. That might be from a coach. It might be from a friend. It might be from a neighbor. It might be from somebody in your house to please cook this food or don't cook this food or you know, if you can take care of the kids so I can go for a walk, whatever. Ask for what you need. And then the R is reward. Reward yourself. Because what we know is that a behavior that is rewarded is repeated. And so we want to start really coming into these neural pathways to create new healthy behavior, and reward is a huge part of that. So these are the tools. And what we know is that when we improve in one area, because we are integrated beings, other areas of our life improve. So there's that saying, tell them what they want and give them what they need. So they want to lose weight. Okay, let's do it. But you know, we know that there's reasons why they're in these patterns for eating, or they don't exercise, or they sabotage themselves, right? You know, we're not going to address this right now. We're going to walk them through how to lose the weight. And these other things will come up naturally as they're walking. And what they maybe need to know that you want is that they self-sabotage because sense of self-worth, because of trauma that they haven't dealt with. So then we move into guiding them into those areas. That might be outside help. It might be, like you said, you get with a friend and you could find a safe space. It may be journaling, whatever it might be. But, you know, when we start with one thing, things start moving. And that's a promise.
You have so many tips right here. I'm jotting them down as well, because you talk about having the acronym, your gear. So we'll repeat that. So the GEAR is an acronym for goal, is for the G, E is for environment, A is for ask, and R is for reward. So when we repeat, when we have a behavior, we're rewarding it and we're more likely to repeat that behavior. So that behavior, and if you follow the through line back, so I want to go back for a second here. When we talk about our identity stems from our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our actions, which become our habits and our behaviors. And when we hold strong to our identity, we make sure that all of that all that precedes it is in alignment, that we're constantly adhering to it. Because as we say that if we are a bird, right? We fly, right? So what do birds do? Birds would never stray from what they are built and designed to do. But we as humans feel that we can conform and be anything other than what we're designed to be. So it goes back to that identity. So when we say that we are always late, or we're not worthy of love, or we're not producing in a way that, you know, whatever, we fill in the blanks. We got our own excuses, our own stories, our own limitations, because that's the belief of who or what we believe about ourselves. So going back to this repeated reward, the behavior rewarded to be repeated goes back to now we're rewiring our narrative and our language of who we are, because now as this new refined individual, we will make sure that our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our behavior will align with this new version. So we're trying to reprogram what wasn't working to rewire to what is. And that's what Kathleen's talking about with this whole integration, because you can't do one without the other. And without the other is the simultaneous integrated approach, which is why I love what Kathleen is talking about, because you guys all know on this podcast and the Confident Woman community, we're all for holistic lifestyle. We're all for holistic whole well-being. So again, we don't just take bits and pieces. It's all of it integrated. So when you talk about those things and realigning our identity, because now we're creating this new version for ourselves, we're rewiring the programming, we're rethinking what we're consuming, we're rethinking what we're feeding our mind, and we're also exhibiting those action steps to heal. And the healing sometimes feels like a big old mess because we don't know where to begin. And that's where Kathleen has given us so many tips and acronyms and strategies. So when we talk about where and how to start, one of the things that I guess you would recommend in your journey is start with the one, which is the why, right? Start with one area, one thought, one belief, one action, and so on. Would you say that pretty much kind of encompasses where we're navigating and leading our women to?
Absolutely. And I really like your word reprogram, because this is what this is. And James Clear in his book Atomic Habits says, every action that you take is like a vote for the person that you want to be. And that's what every action is. That's what every new thought is. That's what the reprogramming is, because it changes the I am,
mm-hmm.
right? And everything, like you said, flows from that. Yes. And we can be paralyzed because we have so many areas that we feel are not working right or well, and we don't know where to start, and it can be overwhelming. But if we just start with one, if we just start with one thing, one small, doable thing that we can do, again, wherever you are, that's where you start. And don't start where you think you should be. Start with where you are. And it could be a simple prayer a day. It could be 5 minutes of quiet. It could be making your bed. If you need to get organized and help you, you know, get yourself changing your environment. It can be the simplest thing, but just if we can start with one thing, do it with consistency, it will start movement. Because movement is hope.
Mm-hmm.
Being stuck is felt very hopeless. Like not knowing what to do is really hopeless. But if we have the simplest movement, it brings hope. And grace is one of my favorite words. And I feel like in this book, because there's a lot of book on behavior change. Okay, there's a lot. And they're all, they probably all have a great value for people. But I really felt called to, first of all, give people tools how to move through healthy behavior change for body, mind, and spirit. What does that even look like? Questioning your thoughts, you know, identifying where you are in your spirit and sense of belonging and sense of purpose, all of this. And I give you the tools of the getting gear, which is like, this is the how. Okay, once you decide what you want and what that looks like, okay, this is the how to start moving with that one thing. But it's always covered with grace. Because this is a reprogram. This is like creating a new person that doesn't I'll go back to the beginning. Does it conform to the patterns of this world, right? We are being transformed and we, our old patterns are very, very deep in us. And those are the things, those are the ways that we're going to go back to when we get uncomfortable or we get scared or we're not sure what to do. We go back to what's familiar. So we, this road of change and growth is kind of bumpy, but it's covered with grace. And just like we would celebrate a child who starts learning how to walk and they walk 5 steps, we would applaud and just fill them and say, oh my gosh, look at that. We wouldn't say, how can we get to 10? You know, we would applaud the steps of growth. And we know that if a child is walking 5, they're going to walk 10 tomorrow or next week. But in the meantime, they're going to fall a lot. And so are we when we're learning something new. And some of this stuff that we're not only we're learning, but we're unlearning, we have to let go of. We have to have a different relationship and perspective about all the things that we've known ever since we've been little. So this is really a journey of being transformed and really seeing our health, what that looks like, body, mind, and spirit differently. So it's a lot of undoing as it is doing new things.
And for those that are listening, there is no quick fix solution to any of these things. So what Kathleen is telling you, it's a journey of self-discovery, a journey of growth, of transformation, of forgiveness, of healing, of letting go, of redefining anything and everything that you can squeeze between that, because that's all part of this process. And I think that, and you'll probably agree as well, is that you never arrive on this journey. It's a constant continuation of refining and growing, evolving, all those things. And I think that as we have in our mind this focal point of what our destination is, I don't think anyone has truly ever arrived. Because even when you get there, like, there's still more to learn. There's still more to grow. There's so much more to do. So having that carrot, per se, is the chase that we're chasing after, this unattainable. But what if the attainable could become your reality just by taking it one day at a time, one step at a time, and focusing on those small micro steps that are leading into this macro moment of what you're bringing into your life experiences. So I love what you're sharing here, Kathleen, because this really speaks to not only me personally, just of my own journey, but I know so many of our listeners are in these transitions, in these changes as we go through life, because we're constantly battled up for something. And that's all part of what life is that we never have it all figured out. We're going to, maybe we become so confident in one area and all of a sudden we shift gears and we're into a whole new season of our life or a new transition into a job career. And maybe we're not the top dog, but we're starting at the bottom. And it's like, how do we navigate this? And as Kathleen has put it so profoundly, it's about integrating mind, body, and spirit. So when one feels a little bit off kilter, how do we tackle that? How do we address this? And so obviously your book is so needed. The tools that you share in there, the wisdom, the inspiration is so, I mean, this is, ladies, go get yourself a copy of this book, because seriously, this is going to help change and help bring some more clarity to what today's conversation is about. And so, Kathleen, as we wrap up today's conversation, I'd love for you to share anything that we haven't already talked about and obviously pour into our listeners of how they can find your book, get a hand on your copy of it, and follow along with you on your journey.
Well, thank you. Yes, we don't arrive on this side. We just can become more aware and more, we can get healthier for sure. Body, mind, and spirit, we can connect to our deeper purpose and we can get on. I always say, you know, we are here for a reason and we need a good sound mind and a good strong body to do what we are here to do. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a journey. I know that. And I don't think we arrive. And it is those micro actions that we take. And sometimes people can feel, oh, it's too small. No, it's not. It's never too small if you're moving in the right direction. So I think that's one of the messages that I really wanted to be clear about too, was one, it's covered with grace, and two, it's accessible. This is accessible. Anybody can do it because you start where you are. So that's a big message of mine. And there's hope in this. And there's hope with knowing that you can start wherever you are. And this is a journey, a day by day journey, just as you said. So yeah, that is my message. I really feel like we in the field, and I know Rachel, you are, you know, a fellow worker in this field of wellness and health and really helping people connect with that integration of body, mind, spirit so we can do what we're supposed to be doing here and having that fulfilled life of in service, right? This is what I believe. And I think it's our voice that we can bring hope. So it's accessible to anybody. Grace covers it all. And you can just start with one.
I love that. So how can people follow along with you? What's the best place to connect with you online?
I have Instagram, Kathleen Clude Health, and that's probably the best way. And then I have my website, Kathleen Clude, KLUG.com. And then my book is at KathleenCludeBook.com. And I have some free resources on my book site, which is the Integrative Life Circle, which is that initial assessment with some other lists and ideas for around food and pantry and stuff like that to kind of get started, help people get started.
Awesome. And so your book is sold where?
It is sold Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, online.
Yeah. Everywhere books are sold, right?
Yeah, books are sold. Yeah. And I have an audio version too. And for those people who like to be kind of led or who are more visual, I also have an e-course that is found on my website. And I walk through the start with one point.
Amazing. So of course, all that will be in the show notes below. So be sure to check that out. And if today's episode, or even once you get your hands on a copy of her book, resonate with you, make sure to reach out to Kathleen, because this is what we do. We are creators. We create from a place of love and service. And our goal here is to transform and inspire and impact others. So of course, you know, as creators that are in a digital space, we never know the imprint that we're making. So if you could reach out to Kathleen and let her know this episode resonates, that would bring her so much joy. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.